Olds, Ecole Olds Elementary School, AOS, and Horizon School were the latest schools in the community to receive Indigenous art created to commemorate truth and reconciliation. Both artworks were among about 10 that have been presented to, or will be presented to, local schools as well as other entities like the Pregnancy Care Center, Olds Municipal Library, the Boys and Girls Club of Olds and Area, and the TransCanada Theatre. AOS and Horizon School received their works on Thursday, October 13, from local UNESCO Schools Network coordinator Bev Taves and Debbie Collins of Mountain View Moccasin House Society. AOS received a large, brightly colored painting of a bear cub riding on its mother's back in front of a lake and mountains, with a big moon overhead. It was created by Jason Carter of the Little River Cree Nation, who now lives in the Bow Valley. Horizon School received a sculpture perhaps 6 inches high, believed to be carved from soapstone. It depicts two rearing bears interacting and was created by John Kawapik of Sinikiluik, Nunavut. Collins said the artwork was obtained via a grant received from Heritage Canada to commemorate September 30, Orange Shirt Day, and Truth and Reconciliation. "We got some from Cree and Stoney and Blackfoot, Inuit, Métis and Dene," she said. Collins pegged the grant at about $10,000. She said organizers had hoped to provide all the artwork closer to September 30, but didn't find out they were receiving the grant until about 5 weeks before that, forcing them to scramble to obtain those works. "We chose pieces that are appropriate for student age groups and will cultivate respect for those who produced them," Collins wrote in an email. "Most pieces speak to the gift of family, relationship, community and the importance of belonging. The pieces were chosen for their vibrancy, as a reflection of the original vibrancy of the children whose lives were impacted or lost to the residential school system. Never again. The objective of this initiative is that members of the town of Olds and its surrounding rural areas can be moved towards greater understanding of the impacts of colonization and to take steps towards reconciliation and the establishment and increase of respectful relationships between peoples. Students and staff and community members are encouraged to remember the precious vibrancy inherent in all children every time they pass the artwork." AO's reception as Taves took the protective plastic off of Carter's painting in the school lobby, AO's principal Margot Nygaard reacted. "Oh, that's fantastic, it's beautiful," she said. "There aren't even words." Several people walking by at the time agreed. "Oh my God, that's lovely," one woman said. "Oh my God, look at the color. Love it. Oh, that's pretty," a man said. "Wow, I like it. Very nice." Nygaard was asked for her thoughts about receiving the painting. "I feel honored," Nygaard said. "It's a huge privilege for us to have something like this in our little elementary school." She joked about hanging it in her office, you know, to keep it safe, but anticipated it would be located in the school library. Nygaard said the painting will dovetail well with the school's Reconciliation theme. "Our reconciliation piece is reconciliation, so it goes throughout everything that we do in anything," Nygaard said. "It's not a, here's a unit in social studies, it's how we behave with one another and how we welcome anyone and everyone." Horizon School reception. Horizon School principal Melissa McEwen was thrilled to see the sculpture when it arrived in the school lobby. "Oh, it's so beautiful," she said. McEwen brought 10-year-old student Sawyer Strocher to officially receive it alongside her. She told the Alberton that Strocher is of Cree heritage and enjoys participating in various aspects of that culture such as powwows. After all the photos were taken, McEwen suggested to Strocher that he could help her decide the perfect place to display the sculpture. Strocher said nothing, but did smile. "He enjoyed fulfilling his role as an ambassador promoting Indigenous education in our school," McEwen wrote in an email later. "Thank you for including him." Quote.